Well, yeah, it's always the case. You got to make plays. You got to, you got to make the plays that are there, that are available, you know, with your reads. And then sometimes you got to play above the X's and O's and you know, scramble around and just have guys be athletes and make some big plays.
When you see Roethlisberger go for 522, 16 TDs, do you sit there and watch the film twice, or is he just had a good game plan, or what?
You know, they made a lot of plays, and you know, some of it's you know, him scrambling around. You know, they had great protection, and he didn't. You know, he got the even on plays where he checked it down. He just, their offense line did a great job, and receivers did a good job hitting, getting open. So it was just one of those days where everything just worked for them, and did not work for Indianapolis. So. You know, you got to look at all the games and just, you know, figure out, you know, their scheme and what we think they might try to do and have a good answer for.
What does it mean to be home, Eli? It's been almost a month.
Yeah, it's been a while. So it's good to have a home game, especially a Monday night game at home. I haven't had many of those in my career, so it should be a great atmosphere and to play a home game, and it should be a good crowd.
Eli, what does that mean, play behind back here?
You know, it basically just means that, hey, you have your reads, and you know, for me, you know, I got to go through my progressions, go through my reads, and find the open guy. But, you know, sometimes you get to the end of the progression, no one's open, you got to scramble around, you know, receivers got to break off the route, they got to, create some. You don't want to get into that every single play. You don't try to go something that's not part of the play or part of the scheme. It's just a guy making an extra effort, a guy making an extra block, you know, someone doing something to create a big play.
Has that been lacking so far this year?
I think we've created some. I think guys have done a good job, making plays. I think it's also a case of don't create a bad play either. Don't. I think it's more we've had just too many cases of not being able to overcome kind of our setbacks and overcome a penalty or overcome some of those things, and that's what we got to do a better job of.
Eli, when you're playing the number one offense in the league, do you go into a game like this saying, hey, we might be in for a shootout, we're going to have to generate 30 points?
Well, you go into it saying we got to do our job offensively, and that's controlling the ball, controlling the clock. Converting third downs, all those things are important. Try to score points, you know, get touchdowns instead of field goals, and try to take advantage of every opportunity we have.
Yeah, did it feel like the bye week came at the right time for you guys to kind of regroup and get ready for this 9-game stretch?
Yeah, I think so. Just, with the 5 preseason games and you play 7 games, especially the number of young guys we had playing, I think, a lot of guys needed a little mental break, especially, with everybody learning a new offense and a lot of new things going on. It was good just to step away from a little bit, give the mind, give the body a little rest, and to come back knowing exactly what we got to do to have a great season.
I'm sorry if you were asked this earlier. Your general manager the other day said that he thinks the offense has been too cautious. Do you agree with that assessment of how you guys have played so far?
I think we're just trying to run the offense. I think it's trying to run things that we feel comfortable about, that we know guys are doing well. So, if we can create some throws down the field, that's great. You can't force them. You can't just do it to throw the ball down the field. We're still looking for completions, but hopefully we can create some big plays.
Isn't that kind of what happened last year? You were forcing it a little bit. I mean, it led to more turnovers than you guys wanted.
So we're not going to force anything. We're not going to, we can't change our scheme or my reads or my decision making. So we got to keep that the same. If there's an opportunity to hit a big one, so be it. If it's not, then I got to keep doing what I've been doing.
Have there been a lot of opportunities where you looked at the film and thought, we had that right there, we probably should have done it, or does that not happen often?
Well, you can always look back and say, well, I could have thrown one here, or it's just trying to. Go through the reads. It's one of those cases where, someone might have been open. My first progression might have been open, and you take that, you look back, well, we had to, if you would have got to your second possession, you had a go route, the guy was open on it. So, that's just part of football. You can't start second guessing or start saying, hey, changing your reads just to try to get something deep, because all of a sudden, you do that, and the deep one doesn't win, then you're stuck, with sacks or stuck with bad plays. So, I gotta stay the course and keep going through my progressions, and hopefully guys can keep winning and their routes, and we'll find completions. And as long as you're getting completions, getting first downs, moving the ball, and having drives, that's good also.
And you see what Pittsburgh did to them last week. Does that make you guys kind of want to open up the offense more downfield throws?
No, just we're gonna kind of run our offense and try to just create find completions. It's not that, shouldn't change up too much.